Eich days are thereby, efter this discourse. He gaed up the Brayside to pray, taking Peter and John and James wi' him. As he prayed, a change came out of the look of his face, and his cleading became all dazzling white. New twa men were speaking wi' him. Moses and Elijah it was, and the glory of heaven was about them, and the spark of his way gone that was ordained to be in Jerusalem. Peter and the others was trembled with sleep, but knew they walkened, and saw him in his glory, and the twa men that was standing aside him. When the twa of them was ettling to quiet Jesus, Peter said to him, "Maister, it is bonny for us to be here. Let us e'en put up three burghs, yen for ye, yen for Moses, and yen for Elijah." He wasna weel what he was saying. E'en as he spak, a cloud came and kissed a scud o'er them, and the disciples was unkily scored. When they saw them, sant intolid. Syne a voice came out the cloud. "This is my son, my weldian," it said. "Listen ye him." And when the voice had come and gane, Jesus was seen there him lane. They keep it a calm sooch and hint what they had seen. No a word minted they at the time to Lonian. Neist day, when they come doon off the hill, a fell throng of folk met them. Sudden a man of the crude cried out, "Oh, please, maister, will ye cast an ee on my son? He's the ye bairn I hae, and the spirits aye gripping the laddie. It yellows out in a suddenty, and rugs and rives at him till he faims at the moo. And it winna hardlands quat him, and aye bruisles him sair or it's out. I sought your disciples to drive it out, but they dochtna." Syne Jesus took speech in hand and said, "Oh, say essert and hard o' the belief as this generation is. Who long time mun I be wi' ye? Who long mun I thole ye? Bring your son here." Afore the loon could wintle him, the ill spirit flung him doon on the ground in a violent fit and rug it and rave him. But Jesus spak snelly till the unclean spirit and hailed the callan and gied him back till his feather. And they were all bambazed and stunned at sic a kythen of the majesty and micht o' God.